It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh on three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter, and that's some
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in a Thursday edition of Cole & Company underway. I am your host, Cole Bear, inside the Shirley Street studio. It is November 17th of 2022. And like usual, plenty to get to today on the show. Really pumped up for the lineup. We'll get you those details here in just a little bit. But first things first, however you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Thank you so very much for being here. Make sure that you follow us on social media as well. We're on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColeBear. Give us a follow there. And like the Facebook page. Type in 1650TheFan. You'll find us and hammer that like button. Your experience on the Zuckerberg machine will be improved, I guarantee it. Make sure that you bookmark the website. That's not only where you get the stream of all of our great programming, but it's where you can find the podcast of this show. Perhaps you saw a tweet about who was going to be on the show and couldn't listen live. You can go back and listen on demand via podcast at 1650thefan.com. It's also where you find all sorts of local and statewide sports content. So make sure you make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. Number to dial today if you want to chime in with any questions or comments and add to the show, 319-277-1918. That's 319-277-1918. Or you can call 800-913-9479. Or you could email the show. Questions, comments, maybe there's something or someone you'd like to hear about or from on a future show, by all means, fire away. Email address is Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. All right, coming up today on the show, as I mentioned, really pumped up for today's lineup. Of course, we'll get it going here in just a few short moments with area sports news and scores in this first segment. The Class A State Football Championship game wrapped up not too long ago over at the Unidome. And we've got some really, really good news to report if you haven't seen it already, been to the Dome or been on social media. So make sure you stick around for that as we've got an area team that's taken home the trophy from that Class A title game. And then the 8-player title game was this morning, so make sure and get you that score. And then the 4A title game yet to be played this evening. So it's crazy to think, but we're just one more day away from the 2022 Iowa high school football season being over. It just blows my mind with each passing year how much quicker that season seems to go and what a fun ride it's been. And I think it just reminds me to make sure and thank that, and I haven't done it enough, shame on me, but got to thank Dave Finnegan, our great Cedar Falls Tiger football play-by-play broadcaster. We had some contributions from people elsewhere in the company, Zarin Egestal, to name one for sure, that helped us out with Waterloo Columbus football, and also our great board operators that we have here, Ben Neeson and Angie Sturm. So want to make sure to thank them as this high school football season nears its end tomorrow night. And, you know, speaking of those state championship games that are going to be played tomorrow night, well, one of them ties in, kind of, to what's going to go on the show here today. And that's because in that Class 5A title game that gets played, it's the last title game that's played tomorrow. At halftime of that game, the Iowa High School Athletic Association, most always outside of the COVID year, announces its inductees into that year for the Hall of Fame. And we're going to have one of those inductees today on the show. First things first, though, after we're done with area sports news and scores in this opening segment, we take our first time out, get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN Action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this cold and snowy Thursday, looking into tomorrow and Saturday. We'll come back from that first segment on the other side of the timeout. We're going to continue our previews of Metro and area girls basketball teams as the season just one sleep away until some of our girls basketball teams tip off their regular season. And you'll hear one of them tomorrow night right over on our companion station, Cruising KCFI, as the Cedar Falls girls basketball team plays host to Waterloo East. That's a 7:15, roughly a 7:15 pregame start time over on Cruising tomorrow night. But we're going to be joined in the next segment by Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl, as the Wolverines, two-time Class 2A defending state champions. They were 25-2 last season, and they bring a lot back, which is pretty crazy to try and wrap your head around. But I think it's safe to say that they are by all means the favorite as we head into this girls basketball season. Three-peat. It's right there for the taking. Obviously, a lot of hard work between now and then, but they certainly have the talent to make it possible. And so we'll hear from Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl coming up in the next segment of today's show. After we're done there, we take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim, come back on the other side of that break, and here's what I'm talking about as it relates to that IHSAA Hall of Fame class of 2022. Former Cedar Falls and UNI standout Terrence Freeney is scheduled to join the show in the third segment around 5:35. Really looking forward to having Terrence on the show for the first time. You know, having covered UNI football for a number of years with my other job with the Cedar Rapids Gazette, knowing that he was such a key part of that 2005 Panther football team that was FCS runners-up for that reason. And then, of course, just the fact that he is one of the greatest Iowa high school football players of all time. Can't wait to have him on the show coming up in the third segment today. So that's what's on the agenda. After we're done talking with Terrence, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, then come back for a final time and wrap up the show. Just a couple housekeeping things to get to. Of course, we've got Thursday night football tonight on the Fan, and it's the Green Bay Packers looking to build off of that overtime win against the Cowboys last week. Can Aaron Rodgers really do it? Can he get this Packers team out of the ditch? It looked like last week that actually less Aaron Rodgers was more. So take that, haters who know I'm a Bears fan. But that pregame is going to begin at 6:30 tonight. Packers-Titans, and yes, that is at Lambeau Field. Also, too, one other note to get to is the deadline, less than an hour away, to get your picks in for Week 5 of Ultimate Pigskin Pick'em Frenzy. We've got just one more week after this one left in the competition, and as I've been telling you all along, when you're playing Pick'em, it could lead up to one big, big night for you at Fan Frenzy on Monday, December 5th at Dad's Pub in Waterloo. Looking forward to going back there. Jordan and his crew were outstanding last year. We filled the place up, had a great night, watched a great game, gave away a whole bunch of great prizes. If you don't know what those prizes are, that's just another reason to check out the website, 1650thefan.com. All those rules and everything that you always scroll past, that's also got the information on the prizes that you can win, and they are absolutely incredible. And I got to mention Hawkeye Audio Video, the presenting sponsor of Ultimate Pigskin Pick'em Frenzy. They've got the 75-inch Sony 4K LED TV that will be given away as the grand prize at Fan Frenzy on December 5th. And then another prize that I would say is grand as well, our halftime prize, a Green Mountain Ledge Prime Pellet Grill, a $900 value from our great friends at Tubbs R Us. So make sure that you are listening closely as more information will be coming out soon on how you can find your way to being one of the lucky 75 people that get invited to Fan Frenzy coming up on Monday, December 5th at Dad's Pub in Waterloo. All right, let's dive right in here. Area sports news and scores for your Thursday. State championship football games today at the Unidome, and this morning in an eight-player state title. Remsen St. Mary's gets the best of Waco, 38-16, the final in that one. And then earlier this afternoon, as I alluded to, Grundy Center gets the job done. They get their revenge on West Hancock after losing that Class A state title game a year ago to the Eagles 19-14. Grundy Center makes it look pretty easy this afternoon, 27-0. The Spartans get the win. It's their first state championship since 1988, and it puts the finishing touches on what's an undefeated 13-0 season. Quarterback Colin Gordon had an outstanding game for the Spartans today, completed 10 of 15 passes for 129 yards and two touchdowns, added 110 rushing yards and a touchdown as he helped lead the Spartans to that Class A state championship. Congratulations to Coach Zajac and everybody on that staff and the support system and the entire community over there in Grundy Center. I know we got a lot of listeners over there, so appreciate all of you, and go celebrate. Have yourself a great time. I mean, I think you got a license at least to celebrate through the rest of this week and all the way through the weekend, if not longer than that. So congratulations. Great to see Grundy Center, I guess, get the monkey off its back. Like, there's nothing to be ashamed of for having made the state title game 3 years in a row, and to see him finally break through, if you want to call it that, and win in the state championship game. Man, just an absolute dynasty that Coach Zajac has built over there at Grundy Center, and it's sure been fun to watch. Meanwhile, later tonight, Class 4A title game, 7:30 kickoff, Cedar Rapids Xavier battles Council Bluffs Lewis Central. Then tomorrow, you're going to have the state title games in Class 1A, 2A, 3A, and 5A, and then that'll be a wrap on the 2022 high school football season. Meanwhile, the Metro High School girls basketball teams are going to be on display tonight. They compete in the preseason jamboree at Cedar Falls High School. Teams play two quarters of action. Tonight's also going to be a chance for fans to see how teams react to the new 35-second shot clock that's going to be used in boys and girls basketball. Tonight's schedule at the jamboree looks like this. 6 o'clock, Waterloo Columbus plays Valley Lutheran. 6:45, Waterloo East faces Dunkerton. 7:30, Waterloo West takes on Hudson. And at 8:15, Cedar Falls plays Sumner Fredericksburg. The 7th-ranked Iowa State women's basketball team survived a dramatic fourth-quarter comeback to hold off UNI 88-85 last night at McLeod Center. Cyclones had a lead of as many as 14 points in the second half, but that Panther run erased it. Iowa State's Emily Ryan had a step-back three with 2:03 to play to put Iowa State ahead, and the Cyclone defense stepped up to hold the Panthers scoreless over the last 2:17 of that game. Ashley Jones led the Cyclones with 26. Grace Buffelli paced UNI with 26 of her own. Iowa State is now 3-0. UNI now 2-1. Chris Murray tied a career high with 29 points and added 11 rebounds to lead Iowa in the Gavitt tip-off games at Seton Hall last night, 83-67. Tony Perkins added 18 points for the Hawkeyes, who raised their record to 3-0. The Iowa women's basketball team is on the road tonight playing at Kansas State. Both teams are unbeaten at this early point in the season. The 4th-ranked Hawkeyes are off to a 3-0 start. Wildcats are 2-0. Game time tonight is at 8. The Drake Bulldogs handed the UNI volleyball team its first loss in conference play last night. Bulldogs got the best of the Panthers in four sets in Des Moines. UNI finished its Missouri Valley Conference play at 17-1. Drake finished second at 16-2. UNI next plays this coming Tuesday at the Missouri Valley Conference tournament being held this year in Evansville, Indiana. And good news for Iowa and Iowa State fans, as the contract has been extended to ensure that the Hawkeyes and Cyclones compete in the annual Cy-Hawk football game through the 2027 season. Iowa and Iowa State have played annually since 1977, other than 2020 due to the pandemic. The teams first met in 1894. Iowa holds an all-time advantage in the series, 46-23. The Wartburg women's basketball team won its home opener last night, defeating Cornell 65-41. The Knights are now 2-2 this season. Jaden Murphy led Wartburg with 19. And the Wartburg wrestling team is number one in the first National Wrestling Coaches Association Division III Top 25. In addition, four Knights are ranked number one individually. Zarin Turakina at 141, Chris Rumpf at 149, 157-pounder David Hollinsworth, and Zane Mulder at 174. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, we continue our previews of Metro and area girls basketball teams. Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Bruce Stahl next on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
Well, several feet of snow expected shortly in western New York. This Sunday's game between the Browns and Bills has been moved to Detroit. They'll still be played at 1 Eastern time. It's going to be chilly at Lambeau Field tonight with temperatures in the 20s after snow earlier in the week, where the Packers will host the Tennessee Titans, who have won 6 of 7 after back-to-back losses to open the year. However, they have struggled in their last two trips to Green Bay. They'll be shorthanded tonight with 5 starters ruled out. Those are just some of the hurdles Mike Vrabel's team has to overcome on a short week.
Part of the message is just, you know, today is a Wednesday and a Thursday. Like, that's what it is. And we have to tell ourselves that. We have to tell our bodies that. We have to tell our minds that. But we also have to try to, you know, do the best that we can to win the mental performance and the physical recovery battle here the next couple days. Everybody deals with it.
The Packers are looking for back-to-back wins after losing 5 in a row. The Eagles continue to beef up their defensive line, reportedly coming to terms with Ndamukong Suh on a 1-year deal. And the Most Valuable Player Awards will be announced tonight in baseball. The Yankees' Aaron Judge among the finalists in the American League. A pair of Cardinals up for the honor in the National League in Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Coming up later on the Zach Gelb Show. Week 11 is here, plus Matt the Steamroller for Vola stops by, fresh off his UFC 281 victory. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific.
CBS Sports Radio.
Imagine on those super cold Iowa nights, stepping into your own sauna in your home. I'm Chris Fink with Tubs R Us, your authorized TheraSauna dealer. Improve your immune system and cardiovascular system. Ease your pain from arthritis, migraines, muscle pain, fibromyalgia, and more. All with a TheraSauna. The infrared heat from a TheraSauna can remove harmful toxins from your body, burn calories, increase circulation, and reduce muscle spasms. Stop in today and try a TheraSauna. We're Tubs R Us on the corner of Falls and Ainsboro, Waterloo.
Tommy's Express Car Wash in Waterloo is having a food drive November 16th through the 19th. Bring in a canned food item and you'll be registered for a chance to win 3 months of free washes. Members and non-members are both able to participate. You'll enjoy quick, affordable, and endless washes at any Tommy's location. Plus unlimited washes, skip the line, free mat washes, and vacuums. Tommy's Express Car Wash, fast, friendly, and convenient. Find Tommy's online, on Facebook, or in person on University Avenue in Waterloo.
Safety in the workplace is vital to your business. The U.S. Department of Labor states over 38,000 workplace illnesses and injuries happen in Iowa each year. Some of these could be avoided with proper markings. I'm Les with A-Line Striping and Sweeping. We'll clearly and visibly mark pedestrian areas and danger zones in your warehouse or factory, as well as storage areas, increasing organization and safety in your operation. My team is professional and our equipment is top of the line, ensuring maximum quality and customer satisfaction. Visit us online at A-Line Striping.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSiN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit vsin.com/freemonth to sign up now. Here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Looking at your College of Football Saturday, Iowa is on the road as they will take on at Minnesota. Iowa 6-4, 4-3 in Big Ten play. Minnesota 7-3, also 4-3 in the Big Ten. This is expected to be a tight game. Minnesota a 2.5-point favorite, the over-under at 32.5. Iowa State football still trying to get bowl eligible. They play host to Texas Tech coming up on Saturday. Iowa State in Ames is sitting as a 3.5-point favorite. The over-under has been placed at 47.5.
For the latest odds all the time, visit VSiN.com. I'm Matt Pauly. This has been your Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Overcast tonight with a chance of scattered snow showers. Lows around 15. Westerly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 20. Tomorrow, cloudy. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 13. More clouds than sun Saturday. Decreasing clouds by Sunday. Upper teens Saturday. Low 30s by Sunday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 26.
Hey! Who wants to have some fun?
Cole and Company with Colbert.
I do.
On 1650 The Fan.
Now, are you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
Welcome back to a Thursday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan. We continue today with our metro and area previews of girls high school basketball and a lot of really, really good teams in the metro and in the Cedar Valley area. And today we're catching up with Dyke New Hartford high school girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl. As many of you are aware, the Wolverines are the defending state champions in Class 2A, coming off a season in which they went 25-2. Coach Dahl, thanks so much for your time today. How are you doing?
Pretty good, Cole. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I'm doing great, and glad to be catching back up with you again. I suppose where I'd like to start is, you know, there's so few of us that can look back in any sport in high school and say that we won a state championship. So how did you approach your team in terms of, you know, getting them to attack this offseason the way that, you know, anybody, any coach would like them to, given the fact that, you know, you guys, you check the biggest box?
Yeah, you'd think that, you know, going back-to-back state championships would be, you know, something that people would, you know, rest their laurels on. But, no, not these girls. These girls are fighters and competitors, and they, you know, it just kind of comes natural to them as far as, you know, turning on that switch and being ready to play. You know, their motto this year is never satisfied. And so I think that kind of tells you a lot about, you know, their mentality towards things. So, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, we'll see how it plays out, but, you know, I'm just saying that they have the right mental approach that puts them in position to, you know, be well.
And while so much, you know, is put into, okay, how much during the off season do you still have the basketball in your hands? I would imagine, Coach Dahl, that, you know, it makes you ecstatic to see the level of success that so many of your basketball players have in volleyball season and softball season. That all adds up and helps out, does it not?
It does. You know, when you have sports that are competitive and do well all year long, like we've had at Dyke New Hartford, you have multi-sport athletes and they're in the weight room, it's just, you know, so much easier. And, you know, you got to give the coaches here credit and administration credit, you know, for making it an atmosphere where, you know, the girls know what's expected of them. And, you know, they come out because they enjoy it, number one. And number two, you know, they're competitors and you know, playing for that name across the, you know, across their jersey.
You mentioned your motto this year for the team is never satisfied. What have you seen? What are the early returns in practice? What's the vibe been like in the early going here as you make your preseason preparations?
Yeah, you know, we at first kind of didn't have everybody to begin with, but that's just nature of the beast since I've been here. You know, volleyball, you encourage them to take a few days off. And so, And then when we got some of the volleyball girls back, another one had gone to do something else. So we're kind of getting all five of the starters together. And you know, we're going to start, the one, we're going to have a 6-foot point guard, Ellery Knock. And then that's two, you have Camille Lanfair, who's, coming off a great soccer season. Mm-hmm. Three, Martin Bixby, who's just, coming off a great volleyball season. She's long and lanky. And then four and five, Jaden and Peyton Peterson, who, had a great volleyball season. So that's going to be probably my starting five to start with, because those are our returning letter winners. After that, we're just, we're looking to develop a bench and who can step in and do what and help us, become the team that we want to be by the end of the year. Kind of seeing the big picture, we got some tough games in there. Starting off Tuesday with Decorah, who's going to be ranked number five, I think, and probably mm-hmm. about in 4A. So I would say they'd be right, and we got a new gym, so that's going to be exciting too.
A lot of exciting things going on over at Dyke New Hartford. And, Coach, just to dig in on your starting lineup, what your roster looks like this season. You graduated four seniors, a couple of whom were regulars in your rotation, and Sophia Hoffman, what she was able to do in terms of ball distribution, assist to turnover ratio, was so impressive last season. How are you? Can you recreate that this season, or does it have to look a little different because of just how high of a level of a passer that she was?
Yeah, I think we can recreate. Putting ourselves in position to do very well, but we're obviously going to be different. But Sophia Hoffman was great as far as distributing the ball first and looking out for, being a great teammate. Kowali provided that running people off the three-point line just kind of made you nervous as a defender. She made you nervous if you're playing offense. But, now insert Martin Bixby, who's 6 foot, and last night touched the rim in practice. And then you put in Jaden Peterson, who was on the all-tournament team as a sub. I didn't start her down the state tournament once, but she was on the all-tournament team. So we're just different. And then you have a 6-foot point guard compared to Hoffman, who was, 5'6", but distributed the ball really well. Now you got a point guard that's 6 foot and can shoot the ball and post up. So it's just going to be a different team. But I expect the same competitiveness and everything. And, it's going to be, we have a very tough league in NICL, mm-hmm. a lot of great athletes, a lot of great coaches. And, it's going to be it's going to be tough. It's going to be a grind every game, as you saw in volleyball. It's just very tough.
Yeah, a lot of good teams in the North Iowa Cedar League. Of course, you're in that Central Division, which is incredibly tough. You've talked about, Coach Dahl, the length that you have on this team. What does that afford you as a coach? You don't have to give your state secrets away here, but, what are some things that you can do to take advantage of the length that this team has?
Yeah, definitely. Knock is 6 foot, and then Peyton is 5'10", and Vixen 6 foot, and then Jaden, she's like 5'8", but we always say that she plays like a 6 footer. She mm-hmm. really does. She rebounds like a 6 footer. She scores like a 6 footer. And so we basically think that we have four 6 footers, and then you got Lanfair, who's just one of the most tenacious defenders, I've ever had. And so that puts together a very nice defensive team that you're able to close out. It's going to be harder for shooters. It's going to be able to be one and done on shots. We usually start off in the zone. I'm not afraid to play man-to-man, but just the way that they play defense, kind of usually starts, with me, it starts with that. Mm-hmm. And so defensively, I think we'll be tough as nails, and just as good as any team that I've ever had in 28 years. And it's just, like I said, it's just, getting the right rotation in, I think, and then, hopefully we can, like I said, put ourselves in a good position, to where we want to be, because you never, take nothing for granted.
Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl, our guest right now on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, obviously the big question looming over everybody's team, boys and girls, is how's the adjustment going to the shot clock? How often have you been able to practice, scrimmage with it? And how much has it put on you and your players' plates? Well, what's your thoughts on everything?
Yeah, to me, the shot clock is a very good thing. I think you're going to see it more, affect the end of quarters, the end of the game. People are not going to hold the ball, long. But to be honest with you, us personally, we usually get shots off really fast. and I don't think it's going to affect us all that much. But I can see, you know, teams having to, you know, when you throw a press on, like a three-quarters court press and your zone pressing, okay, so now it starts when they touch the ball inbound, so now it takes a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I can see teams maybe, you know, have to, you know, struggle a little bit with that, getting a shot, you know, a quality shot off. But, you know, I just think, you know, for us, it's only a good thing for us, you know. And, you know, you're going to be looking for, you know, two-for-one shots at the end. You know, and you just got to know, you know, when to kick it back out because it's going to reset, you know, that sort of thing, mm-hmm. if you get a rebound. So I think the fans are really going to like it. We played with it down at Truman State. We drove down there this summer with the basketball team and just loved it.
Glad to hear it. And you're not the only coach. Every other coach I've talked to so far has nothing but positive things to say about it. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing how it plays out this season. Just to talk a little bit more about Peyton Peterson coming off of an all-state season, all-tournament team, like you mentioned, 18 points per game, led your team in scoring a season ago. As a sophomore, I would imagine that, you know, knowing Peyton as a daughter of Bobby, she's got to be hungry for more. What are you challenging her with? How are you hoping to see her step her game up this season?
Yeah, you know, she's just getting back from volleyball, and they took some time off to, you know, just kind of recuperate, and we encourage that. But, you know, I remember the first day that she came in, it was COVID year, and so nothing was going on. The schools shut down, then we came in, and then they said, like, in July, maybe the last week of July, to start doing stuff with the kids. I remember as a freshman, she came in and we had them all together and everything. And I was like, wow, I go, she's something special. You know what I mean? You just, the way she ran the floor. I mean, she went to state in the 200 yard dash and she's 5'10", you know what I mean? And she can rebound. So I think for her, it's just, you know, her always wanting to keep getting better and being coachable and just encouraging her teammates. And, you know, she wants what's best for the team. She really does. And so just keep, you know, growing and see what she can accomplish.
Coach, it's early, and I know you probably would say you still got a lot yet to learn about this team and what makes it unique, but just perhaps in the early going here, you know, late November up until the holiday break at the end of December, what are going to be, you know, two, three things that, okay, if we bring this every night to the floor, we're going to get off to the start that we want to this season?
Yeah, like I said, it starts defensively with us, and so I think that you'll see that, you know, we bring that every night. It'll be good. Two, you know, you look at our press and getting in our full court game. If we're getting up and down and running and staying out of foul trouble, and, you know, knock on wood, you know, stay away from the injury bug, I think that's the other thing. You know, and then third, if you see some kids that off the bench that really step up, I would say then we're going to be, you know, pretty solid. So I think those three things that I mentioned are probably the keys to be looking at, and we're pretty excited to get going. We, you know, have the potential with, you know, we have 32, 35 kids out right now.
Wow.
And so we have our program is very strong, you know, and from the junior high, our numbers are good, and the high school, we have, you know, a lot of kids out for basketball, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear. I know you're headed to the Jessup Jamboree tonight. Who are you taking on over at the Jamboree in Jessup, and what are you hoping to accomplish with your team over there tonight, Coach?
Yeah, you know, I always tell the girls that these Jamborees are kind of more for coaches to help them remember what they need to have and get them back in the swing of it, more for the girls. But, no, we play East Buchanan. And they're a solid program. They always have been, and they have a good score coming back. So, you know, we're going to do our thing tonight, and just, you know, see where we're at and get up and down the court, get a couple of girls in off the bench. I mean, you're playing two quarters, so that's kind of tough to get, you know, 15 kids in. So, and I told the girls last night that, you know, we're just going to probably go with our main starters and then get a couple of girls in. So, you know, we just want to, you know, work our way towards that first game on Tuesday, and then tomorrow night we scrimmage West Waterloo, and so that'll be, you know, quite the scrimmage with them being ranked in the top 23 in the United States. So
you guys got the doors locked for that one, or are you going to let some people in the gym and watch?
come on over, Cole. I'm sure Dr. Pappas will be happy to have you over.
He better let me in. He was on the show yesterday.
Well, I'm sure he would. But, you know, I've been scrimmaging west. I was at EGWSR before at Dyke, New Hartford. I've gone over there every year since 2005. And, you know, they're physical.
Yeah.
They're well coached. They're strong. They're 5A. And it's always made our team better going over there and playing them. So, you know, see what happens. They're loaded.
Yeah. Yeah. I would imagine so. That is a scrimmage that pays dividends for sure. Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Bruce Dahl. Coach, thanks so much for your time today. Always a pleasure to learn more about your team, and best of luck, best of health. And we'll be sure to catch up, hopefully, after your team's racked up some W's here this season.
Hey, thank you, and I appreciate the time, and let me talk about the Dyke New Hartford program.
Hey, pleasure's all mine, Coach. Take care.
Bye.
Got to think that the Wolverines have a great chance at pulling off the three-peat this year in Class 2A. Can't thank Coach Dahl enough for his time today. Let's take this time out. Went a little long there with Coach. Radio Iowa Sports coming up here during the break. On the other side, we're going to talk to a soon-to-be Hall of Famer, former Cedar Falls and UNI standout Terrence Freeney, Iowa High School Athletic Association 2022 Hall of Fame inductee. Yes, he joins us next on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa quarterback Spencer Petras does not feel ball handling will be an issue Saturday at Minnesota. The Hawkeyes take a 6-4 record of the Twin Cities, and the temperature at kickoff is expected to be in the teens.
Yeah, like I want to make sure my hand stays warm, my hand stays dry, and or whatever I need, you know, whatever feels best. But if I'm out there, you know, thinking about that more than what my job is, then, you know, it's not going to be good.
The Hawkeyes and Gophers are both 4-3 in Big Ten play. The high school state championship games are underway in the Unidome. In the opener, an 8-player, top-ranked Remsen St. Mary's raced out to a 24-3 halftime lead in a 38-16 win over second-ranked Waco. College basketball tonight, the 4th-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women are on the road for the second straight game with a visit to Kansas State. The Hawkeyes are 3-0. Last night in women's play, it was 7th-ranked Iowa State over UNI, 88-85. This is Radio Iowa.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This Black Friday, where do prices dropping mean upgrade your home shopping? Lowe's, actually. Save big this holiday on some big home appliances, like a limited-time Samsung bespoke laundry pair. Was $2,898, now $1,719, for a total savings of $1,179. Black Friday is here. Don't miss out on savings for the season and deals to get your whole home ready at Lowe's. Home to any possibility. Offer valid through 11/23. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Shop JCPenney for thousands of deals so low, no coupons needed. This weekend, save up to 50% on kitchen electrics from brands like Keurig and Cuisinart. Say yes, please, to diamonds and gemstones, now $19.99 each. And bundle up the fam in coats, starting at $14.99. We got your holiday.
Black Friday deals. Shop, shop, JCPenney.
Offers valid on select items 11/18 through 11/20. Excluded from coupons. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
When your child is in crisis mode, your whole family springs into action. But what if that emergency is beyond your ability to solve all on your own? That's when you need someone trained in family crisis management, someone who cares, someone who won't judge. Hello, I am Natalie Clapp of Families First Counseling Services, and no matter the cause, our therapists and behavioral health specialists of Families First Counseling Services will join you and your family to help find the solutions. We can meet with you virtually through telehealth, or you can come to our office, whichever you prefer. We'll support you to get to the other side of this. Families First Counseling Services of Iowa is dedicated to the process of partnering with families today to help foster growth and success tomorrow. Visit us online at families-first.net, and remember, Families First cares.
Serving over 40 counties, their family care coordinators help entire families deal with the daily stress of life. Families First Counseling Services in Waterloo.
Hi, this is Dan Patrick, and you're listening to Cole & Company with Cole Bear weekday afternoons from 5 till 6 right here on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back. Thursday edition of the show continues. And really excited for our next guest, Terrence Freeney. Yes, boys and girls, the former Cedar Falls and UNI standout. He is a 2022 Hall of Fame inductee for the Iowa High School Athletic Association. And in case you need a reminder, Terrence, Iowa's all-time leader in career rushing yards for the top class of football. He led Cedar Falls to the 4A final in 1999 and was a two-time All-State running back, rushed for 2,746 yards in 11 games as a senior, and finished with 6,582 yards in his illustrious career, played collegiately at North Dakota State College of Science, and as so many of us fondly remember, then was a part of the UNI Panther football team, an all-conference selection, and top rusher on that legendary 2005 national runner-up Panther team. Terrence Freeney joins the show now. Terrence, how are you doing today? Thanks for being here.
I appreciate it, Cole. Glad to be here.
Well, first things first, let's just start with, how did you find out that you were going to be inducted into the Iowa High School Athletic Association's Hall of Fame? How did you find out, and what was your reaction?
I actually caught wind a couple of years ago. I want to say it was right before COVID. Someone had mentioned and said it was a possibility I could be inducted, and so a year went by and didn't hear anything, and then I ended up getting a call from Chris Cellular, I believe that's his name, and he had sent me an email to my work email and informed me that I was being inducted. So it was humbling. I tell you that, it was very much humbling. I was excited about it. It's been something I've necessarily, I didn't really look at it down the road, but you know, to see it come about now is truly a blessing that it has happened.
Terrence Freeney, former Cedar Falls and UNI football standout, our guest right now on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Terrence, when you think back on your career as a Tiger all these years later, what are still some of the most fond memories when you think about that era of your life?
My teammates. I mean, I think the camaraderie that I had with all them guys, the battles week in and week out, the practices of competing, I mean, I think that's the most memorable for me, is that, you know, every day we went out in practice, and every game we played for one another. You know, and I always, you know, when it comes to football, I'm a team guy. When it comes to, football, everybody has to be on the same page. And that's one thing I can remember back in those years, Pat Mitchell and Coach Kotoff and those guys making sure that everybody knew their job and knew their assignment. And each week we geared up to get after it. So that's probably the one thing that I do miss is that team camaraderie, and I remember us, you know, just battling for one another, because that's what it's all about.
You mentioned Coach Mitchell. How about him and how he ran that Cedar Falls program for so many years, helped prepare you for what was a very decorated college career that you had?
Staying consistent. Coach, one thing about Pat Mitchell, he was consistent. And he was consistent all the time. He was the same person during the day, the same person at night. He kept us motivated all the time, and so, you know, the fact that he always kept a positive attitude and always kept us going, we want the riding battle for him. So, Pat Mitchell was legendary. I love him and I miss him to death. And, you know, just hearing his voice every day coming to school, you know, it was always, you know, he always had some positive, to get me through my day and get our players through our day. So, You know, Pat Mitchell set the standard for us week in and week out, and so, you know, we followed behind him, and I think that catered to a lot of our success too.
Certainly. Terrence Freeney, our guest right now on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. He'll be going into the Iowa High School Athletic Association's 2022 Hall of Fame halftime of that Class 5A football state championship tomorrow night at the Unidome. And how about that, Terrence, the fact that you'll be, you know, a part of that ceremony in the same place that you obviously have so many great memories from your college career?
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty sweet. Like I said, it's very humbling. I mean, I think for me, with all this coming about with the Hall of Fame, you know, I have to give a lot of credit to Cedar Falls in general. Cedar Falls has been awesome from the time I moved to Chicago and I came to live in Cedar Falls as a youngster. So the support from them and the support from the community, the support from the schools, coaches, players. I mean, I give a lot of credit to the guys that I played with. I think without them, mm-hmm. A lot of those yards, a lot of the things that I did in high school wouldn't have been able to happen without those guys doing their job. So it's nice to come back into the dome and in front of the home. You know, I know it's Valley that's in the championship, but I know the Cedar Falls Tigers are there too, and so it's pretty sweet to kind of come back and also being a Panther, come back in that same building mm-hmm. where you put in some work there too. So it's nice to come back in your old stomping grounds and accept an award like this. And so it's pretty sweet.
You're certainly receiving this induction because of your exploits as a high school player. But Terrence, yeah, I've been covering you and I football for about a decade now for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and of course over time, albeit I was pretty young at the time, but I've learned more and more about that that famed 2005 team that you were the leading rusher on that finished as national runners-up in the FCS playoffs. How about what made that UNI football team special, Terrence? What can you tell us?
Coach Farley is an excellent coach, and again, he set the standard for us. I mean, we had a lot of good players that year, and we bought into the system. I said, again, when it comes to playing this game of football, and buying into the system and truly believing that, you know, trusting the guy next to you, trusting the person next to you that's going to do his job, and you're going to battle together. And so I think that's one thing that we did that year is each game, everybody had a job to do when we did it, and we had fun doing it. And so that entire ride was just awesome because everybody believed in everybody and everybody got after it. And I think that, you know, for us to get that far, you know, it was huge because it was just the trust that we had in each other, mm-hmm. offense, defense, special teams, and also our coaches. So, again, I think, you know, again, football all the way around, it comes down to, you know, everybody doing their part on the field and, you know, and trusting that person next to you. And I think that's what helped with the success at UNI and also in high school.
Terrence Freeney, our guest right now. Terrence, we got a couple minutes left. I'm sure there are Panther fans, Tiger fans that would love to know, what are you up to these days? Any family you can tell us about? Just give us a little look in on what you got going on.
Well, you know, I was actually I recently moved to Des Moines here the last couple months. I work for the Department of Correction as a residential officer. I also been coaching for about 15 years. I coached over at Waterloo East for a few years with Cody Asmus and Coach Mays, and then I had an opportunity to go back over to Cedar Falls and do some coaching over there. Mm-hmm. And so I kept my head in the game with the coaching, and I've also done a little bit of training of athletes also. And so try to give back to the community. I think that's huge, you know, being able to pass down the things that I've learned over the years, some of the coaches that I've come across that I've learned from. You know, I've enjoyed being able to pass that down to the youth, and to see them perform on the field has been nice to see, and knowing that you had a hand and had a part in some of that success. So, that's what it's been for me. Me and my wife and my kids are older now. They're grown, so it's kind of me and my wife at the house. I have my grandbaby, who is my heart. She also will be with me on Friday. But outside of that, yeah, that's kind of what it's been for me. I try to stay around the game as much as I can. Right now, I've taken a year off of coaching just to kind of get acclimated to Des Moines. And hopefully here the next year or so, I can get back into it. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Awesome. That's great to hear. And best of best of health and everything else to you and your family moving forward, Terrence. Hopefully you got a bunch of old friends that maybe you haven't seen in a while that have been calling, texting, and emailing that you'll be able to see while you're back.
Oh yeah, no doubt. They've already kind of been on me, sending me messages, sending me congratulations. Which again, I give a lot of credit to those guys. I mean, because some of those guys are also my teammates and they've always shown love over the years. And so it's going to be nice to see those guys when I get back into town.
Well, Terrence, congratulations. You're such a great story, and it continues today with everything you've told us. So. Can't wait to see you receive your honor tomorrow night at the Unidome. Hope you have a great weekend and see a whole bunch of old friends. Thanks so much for joining the show today.
Right on. I appreciate you, Cole. Appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Take care, Terrence. Thanks so much.
All right.
Terrence Farini,
thank you.
Former Cedar Falls and UNI football standout, going to be inducted into the Iowa High School Athletic Association's Hall of Fame tomorrow night at the Unidome. We got to take this final timeout. We'll come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. For the first time since finalizing his 11-game NFL suspension in August, Deshaun Watson was back on the practice field. While the Browns quarterback can now practice, he's not eligible to play until December 4th. In other quarterback news, Taylor Heinicke will again start for the Commanders Sunday, even though Carson Wentz is eligible to return from injured reserve this week. And despite some recent struggles, the Saints say Andy Dalton will start Sunday against the Rams. LA is hopeful we'll have Matthew Stafford back for that game. The team believes the quarterback will clear concussion protocol by Friday after missing Sunday's loss to Arizona. As for the Cardinals, Kyler Murray remains day-to-day with a hamstring injury, and his status for Monday night's game against the Niners in Mexico City is unknown, but Arizona could have Marquise Hollywood Brown back by then. He's been designated to return from injured reserve after being out since week 6. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Great health insurance benefits help retain top talent. That's where Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield comes in. Call Brian Brummel with Brummel Madsen Insurance in Cedar Falls at 266-2644 to find health insurance plans that are right for your business and your employees. Brian Brummel is a local authorized independent agent for Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa. Call Brummel Madsen Insurance in downtown Cedar Falls today.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The Green Bay Packers have had a disappointing season, but after last week's impressive win over the Cowboys, for the first time this season, the Packers have shown a little life. That offense has been one of the worst in the league this season, but the Packers turned a new leaf on Sunday, dropping 31 on an elite Dallas defense. Green Bay will look to build off that momentum tonight at home against the Titans. That means Derrick Henry in Tennessee won't be an easy matchup for the struggling Packers. That game will provide Green Bay a golden opportunity to potentially save their season. Aaron Rodgers has won 89 games in his career at Lambeau. And when you look at the state of the NFC right now, there's still plenty of room for Green Bay to sneak in. The Packers will still have to get past a good Tennessee team. But if Aaron Rodgers shows up at home tonight, it's going to be difficult to count out the Green Bay Packers for a playoff spot. And with number 12 still under center, do some damage when they get there. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. This message is brought to you by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal information like your name and address from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more. Discover.com/online privacy protection. That's Discover.com/online privacy protection. Football weather is here. Freezing temperatures, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires ready to tackle winter's worst? Well, the experts at TireRack.com will get your vehicle ready for primetime. They sell tires that dominate winter, like the Vredestein Windtrac. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and tell them what you drive. Test results, tire ratings, consumer reviews, all the stats you need to make the right call. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Now, back to more Cole and Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader 1650, The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Thursday. Got to thank Dyke New Hartford girls basketball coach Bruce Stahl and former Cedar Falls In UNI football, standout Terrence Freeney, 2022 Hall of Fame inductee into the Iowa High School Athletic Association's Hall, for joining today's show. We've got Thursday Night Football coming up tonight. Pregame coverage of Packers-Titans begins at 6:30, which reminds me, folks, you've got 5 minutes, if you haven't already, to get your Week 5 Ultimate Pigskin Pick'em Frenzy picks in. Go to 1650thefan.com between now and the top of the hour. Otherwise, you snooze, you lose. Have a great night, everybody. I will be back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.